A polar bear cub rescued from the North Slope last month is making a quick recovery at the Alaska Zoo. The female cub of the year was underweight and weak when she was found at the Alpine oil field separated from her mother. The cub faced certain death in the wild, so the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service decided to rescue her. She'll become an ambassador for her species at a zoo in the lower 48. APRN's Annie Fite was at the zoo today for the cub's first introduction to life in the spotlight.
At 34 pounds, the cub is a white puffball of complete cuteness. When her steel door first swung open, she took a few tentative steps outside. Then she slowly began exploring her outdoor enclosure, sniffing the dirt ground and pawing at objects. After several minutes, she got bolder and sniffed her way up to the front of the enclosure, where a bank of TV cameras were capturing her every move. Zoo director Pat Lampe leaned back on a wooden fence, clearly enjoying the moment.
Yeah, she's probably going to be getting more and more bold now, because nothing bad happened when she did that.
He gave a play-by-play as the bear retreated back to safety indoors.
Let's check. One more look. Yeah. Yeah, everything's, all my stuff's still there. Nobody took it. And she'll come right back out.
This event was designed to introduce the bear to the media and to get her used to being on exhibit. Lampe says he was very pleased to see how relaxed she was in front of the public.
You know, more people, a little more activity level. You know, she seems very involved with what she's doing out there and not paying us a whole bunch of attention, which is what we want, is her just to explore and, you know, get a lot of good exercise and acclimate to different sights and sounds, because, you know, that's what she's going to be facing in her future.
The cub won't stay at the Alaska Zoo. There are already two polar bears here, so there isn't room for her in the exhibit. But Lampe says she won't have any trouble finding a good home.
Having an orphan from a fresh bloodline is very exciting stuff. You know, we would all wish that, you know, she could have continued on with her mother and stayed in a family unit out in the wild, but yeah. Since that didn't happen, you know, people would feel very fortunate to have her.
The cub has doubled her weight since arriving at the zoo late last month, and Lampe says she's gotten much stronger. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service picked her up on April 29th. She had separated from her mother and had no chance of survival in the wild. Rosa Meehan is head of the agency's Marine Mammal Division in Anchorage and helped organize the effort. She says the last time the service had an orphan polar bear was 10 years ago.
Female polar bears are very have very strong maternal instincts. They've got a tremendous investment in their offspring, and so it just is very unusual.
The survival rate for cubs in the wild in the 1990s was about 65%. More recent studies show that number has declined to 40%. Meehan says that's one factor that led to the bear's listing as threatened on the endangered species list.
It's this kind of a statistic that indicates the population is in trouble, it is declining, and so that supported our decision to list them under the Endangered Species Act.
No one can say for sure why this cub was abandoned by its mother. Fish and wildlife biologist Susie Miller says a lot of factors may have been involved.
This cub was very small, so it could be related to the cub's mass. She might not have been able to keep up with her mom, or it could be that she wasn't able to navigate through ice or rubble, or that she had was under thermal stress. They don't have a lot of fat when they're that young, and if they have to swim, that can be quite difficult for them and stress them out. So those are all other factors that might have played into why she got separated from her mom.
The Fish and Wildlife Service will make a decision soon on where the cub will go. A national zoo organization is recommending the Louisville Zoo in Kentucky. That zoo already has a 1.5-year-old male polar bear cub that would be a good social mate for this cub. Zoo director Pat Lampe says it will be hard to see the cub go. He's already gotten a read on her developing personality.
This one's a little Miss Independence and very, very sure of herself.
How so?
Oh, she just does, her whole attitude seems to be very confident in her areas. Once she's comfortable with the inside, it's like she owns it. She's quite the little pistol.
Before she leaves for her new home, Anchorage residents will have a chance to see her. The zoo plans to have her outside twice a day between 11 and noon and 4 and 5 p.m., as long as her adjustment continues to go well. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Fite.